We have a new bumper that I want you to hear. You're going to hear more of it later on. This was put together by the Iceman, Rob, at our network. But here's just a little glimpse of that.
Toast to toast, they're cooking up the airwaves.
Now, what do you think of that, Chef Borelli?
I like that a lot. I think that's very catchy.
Me too.
I can hear the people singing that to themselves.
I agree. Let's go to Phyllis. First-time caller in Colorado. Phyllis, thanks for calling.
Yes, you know, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I think two nights a week, this would be very refreshing and enlightening and just beautiful. But to take away Coast to Coast altogether, is somebody wanting to destroy the show? And all of my advice for you, George, is don't quit. Don't give up your money. Don't break your contract. And whoever it is out there that I just don't trust what's afoot. Not that I don't think that this gentleman won't be wonderful, but I think he'd be wonderful two nights a week. And I just, to give up the knowledge that we get from your show is very scary business. I don't trust this. But thank you anyway. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Phyllis. And I'm glad you're going to continue listening to the Toast to Toast program. You know, what had happened, Dominic, several months ago is I did a program on food and health and alternative health. We talked about getting rid of MSG and things like that. It was one of the highest rated programs we've ever had. We were flooded by emails and phone calls. And I think somebody at the network probably said, and they went off and started doing some silence research. And lo and behold, this is what we have.
Well, you know, just with like what you've been doing all along is creating awareness that wasn't there before. You're just going to be doing that in a different area, a different category. So I don't think it's like the end of you as people know you, but you're going to shift gears and do what you do, uncovering, going deeper, but with food.
Let's go to Gracie in Martinez, California. Hi, Gracie. You're up.
Hi, George. Hi, we met in Santa Maria, and I really loved meeting you down in Santa Maria. That's where, but I was calling up, I was listening to the radio show and hearing what you have to say, and I was just wondering, is that idiot Obama behind this?
No, the president is not behind this change, trust me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we will still listen, and we love your show.
All right. Thank you, Gracie. I appreciate it. So we still have this following, Dominic.
Lots of strong feelings, George, but that's only because people love you. So we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, we will. We're going to be both of us, I think, treading through new ground here. But, you know, the radio waves, I've always believed since I was a kid, belong to the public. And, you know, we shall see what happens. As you know, Coast to Coast has been a hugely popular and successful program. And let's hope that Toast to Toast will be. And we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm opening up a bottle of Chianti Reserva and toasting you right now, George.
And by the way, speaking of wine, is old wine really better wine? You know, something that the bottle was in, 1930 as opposed to something that came out in 2008?
Well, you know, if the year was a good year, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, older wine, of course, is going to be better, but, it all happens with the weather. And if the weather was amazing that year for grapes, then you're going to have a great bottle of wine.
Let's go to Jason, first-time caller. You're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hello, Jason. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm okay.
Yeah, well, man, I'm going to be honest, bro. I've been listening to you for 10 years now when I was driving trucks, and I'm shocked. I keep feeling like, especially when you played that little clip with the music, I feel like somebody's playing an April Fool's joke on me. Like, I still don't believe it. Like, it's real. Like, it's really happening.
You sound like you're in shock, Jason.
I'm in shock. Like, I don't know. I feel like somebody came in and just taken one of my kids. I mean, I listen to your radio show every single night.
I'm going to still be here, Jace. You're not going to leave me, are you?
You know, I mean, I like to cook, and that stuff's great. And I can see it working, like the previous caller said, once or twice a week, maybe. But, I mean, I don't even know what to say. Because you're where I get my news.
I'll still always do the news of the day. I may change some of it sometimes. You know, sometimes we may talk about, you know, a guy who stole somebody's tip or something and do little weird things like that.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks, Jason. Well, you stay with us. Okay, I appreciate that. Dominic, so are you going to wear like a chef's outfit wherever you are when we do this?
Well, you know, it depends if we have a webcam on, right? I mean,
well, you do know that they were thinking about that. I have always, I didn't want a webcam during the show like the daytime talk show hosts do, primarily because the mystery of Coast to Coast is nighttime. It's eerie. It's all this, right. You know. And to me, it's like pulling back the curtain of the Wizard of Oz. You know, you pull it back, and there's the little wizard doing his thing.
Sure.
And I want the mystery of the mind. So we don't have cameras. I've turned down, Dominic, television programs that wanted to simulcast Coast to Coast with a camera. Big bucks for me. I'm telling you, big dollars. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anything to do with that. And I've turned that down. What we will probably do is we'll continue with our Streamlink members and our very special things that we do for them. I may put in a webcam. We do a chat once a month, and I may put in a webcam for that where they can see me and talk to me instead of just typing back and forth. That might be kind of intriguing.
Yeah, or when we're preparing something like on a live chat, I could be preparing a dish, and as we're doing that, the camera is on the table or something like that.
Well, Dominic, I want to thank you. I look forward to talking to you next week as well.
George, you're always a visionary, and I look forward to this next chapter.
You know, thanks, Dominic. I have covered some of the most incredible programs and stories on Coast to Coast over the years. What is so bizarre for me is that 2 years ago, on April 1st, I unraveled a story of a baby Tyrannosaurus Rex. Last year, we were the first ones to do a story on April 1st of the robotic talk show host. You remember that? The thing that's going to take this country by craze. And now tonight on April 1st, I get to talk about Toast to Toast. Why is that happening to me?